everybody. This is Harriet Kamek, the host of Down to Earth, the show in which we talk about the issues that matter. And today on our show, I want to share with you the concept of "It is so." The Bible says that a day unto the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. We had this sermon some time ago last summer. You can go through our profiles on YouTube or even on this channel and find where we talked about this. But I want to bring this to you within the context of what we are seeing today evolve in our society. There are wars and rumors of wars. If that is not enough, the economy, it's always the economy. If you are like me, and if you're of a certain age, we all grew up hearing this phrase, "It is the economy." Remember that? Yeah, with an epithet at the back of it. We're not going to say that here, but it's always about the economy. So it seems to me then that as humanity evolves and as we continue to matriculate this journey that we are on that is going to lead to the next age, it seems to me that it has always been about the economy. It's always been about the money, the fundamentals of life. That's what it comes down to. So if that is the case, then why should we worry about the outcome of any situation? We're looking at times right now, right here in our country, right here in the United States, where they're telling us, right here in America, they're telling us that we're in the economy's in a tailspin, the economy's in a recession. It's not a recession. It's deglobalization. It's not deglobalization. It's every kind of ism except the ism that puts the money in our bank. It's every kind of ism that causes hackers to have access to our credit cards, access to our bank accounts, money disappearing out of our bank accounts with the big banks. And it's everything else but what it is, isn't it? Yeah. So then what are we going to do about it? You have no control over it. You have no control over the outcome. So we might as well say it is so. It is what it is. That's all that it comes down to. So I wanna tell you this because this is not the first or second time we've talked about this. So today, this is just as simple and as down to earth as I can get. It is so. And I'm going to tell you this from the basis of 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And I'm going to read the first verse. You can read the remaining verses, but I want you to hear 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 1. And then you will understand why it is so. We need to calm down. I have said it before, over and over again. The government is his. Stop worrying about the government. All the people who are fighting to take control, they're fighting an useless fight. It is going to be how it is supposed to be. It is going to be so because it was already decreed and happened before you and I even appeared on the earth. Let me put it this way, before our grandparents appeared on the earth. It is going to be so. So they're not going to wrestle power away from the power that God has given. No, it's not going to happen because it is so. So stop worrying about it. I need the news media to calm down. I think I am not convinced you people are taking Xanax and taking other prescription drugs because there's no way that you can talk about the endless chatter of negativity and it's not affecting you and not giving you anxiety. But thanks to you, there are many of us who are dealing with anxiety today and have to deal with the after effects of uncertainty. Thanks to the news media, Google and everybody else has laid off thousands of people. The ramifications and the ripple effects through the economy will continue. So in a few months, we're going to see what? More foreclosures, more car repossessions, yeah? More displacement for people because people won't know what to do because nobody has 6 months of income saved up that they can live off. And here's the thing. The people who are losing jobs at the big tech firms, they don't have a corresponding sector to go back in and earn the same amount of money that they used to earn. Am I telling the truth? Exactly. So what can you do about it? You're sitting there and you're listening to me and you're saying, Harriet, what can I do about it? It is so. It's going to be what it's going to be. This is the year of our desire. This is the year when we're going to get our reward. So we're going to have to walk through this, through the ramifications, and we're going to hold on to what God has said. And you're going to understand when I read 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1, why we need to hold on. Amen. But before I get into all that, let me just tell you quickly who I am. I'm Harriet Kamek. I'm an author and speaker. I'm also the founder of the Exodus Foundation. You can find more information about us at theexodusfoundation.com. Also at my website, harrietkamek.com, I talk about women's issues. I talk about women's rights. I talk about empowerment of people. I talk about how we can erase and eradicate human trafficking from women in our society. So go to my website, theexodusfoundation.com, for more information on how you can be a part of the movement. You can also go to harrietkamak.com. Our address is running on the screen and the phone number and contact details. You can find us on social media as well. So be a part of us and join with me. And when you do reach out to me on social media, just say, hey, so I know it is you. Amen. Amen. So it is so. Isn't that interesting? Today is the, I believe, the third Sunday. Is it the third Sunday? The third Sunday in January. The third Sunday in our new year. The third Sunday. And it is today's the 22nd. It's the fourth Sunday in our new year. And today is the 22nd of January. So then we have marched 22 days into the new year and we're still carrying the baggage from 2022. Lord have mercy. We need to stop. Yeah, this is where it stops. Make a commitment to say, it ends with me. Come on, say it. It ends with me. We cannot march through the remaining days. There are 365 days in a year. The remaining days of 2023, still thinking about what happened in 2020, the tridemic 2020, 21, 22, and the ramifications of that, the January 6th debacle. No. It stops. It is so. God has given us the victory through Jesus Christ. We have read that in 2 Corinthians. We need to believe it. We must believe that we have already crossed over. Come on, friends, believe with me. We must believe that we have already achieved it. We must believe that our government, the government of these United States, is stable and will continue. We must look past the actions of some bad actors, I don't know what else to call them, who just seem to proliferate in wanting attention. They want to be on the 6 o'clock news. They want to be always a news bite. They want to be the next news headline that just flitters across our computer screens on our cell phones. So they say anything and will do anything. The more outrageous it is the more they will do it just to grab attention. Attention, attention, attention. We need to stop giving them attention. We need to stop watching those news medias and those channels that command our attention with all this negativity because it's not helping. So let us go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, and let us read, therefore, what the Bible has to say about this. Check this out. As usual, I'm reading from the New King James Version. And this is an iPad with a Bible app downloaded to it. So I'm not reading from the Book of Harriet. Yeah, the New King James Version of the Bible. Thomas Nelson Publishers. Go look it up, right? Amen. And this is what the Lord says. Now, who wrote 2 Corinthians? Paul the Apostle. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And here's what he says. In verse 1, just listen up. Bear with me. This will be the third time I am coming to you. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. Do you see why I say it is so? This is the third time I'm coming to you. I have come to you more than two times already to talk about why you shouldn't worry about what's going on. I have come to you and I have shown you from the scriptures where it says we should not worry about it. The government is his. Don't worry about the economy. Everything is a matter of space and time. We have to matriculate through things to get to our destiny. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. I guarantee you, I may not have been the only person saying it. So by the mouth of two or three witnesses, everything is established. So you might be thinking of something and you're going down the street and all of a sudden somebody else on the news, it's on the media, or some random person. My children like to say rando, right? Just some random person, something just said that confirms the thought or confirms what you're saying. I'm not talking about people who are weird, like serial killers who like to say that they heard voices, you know, or they heard these voices tell them to do that. Those are people who are out of the realm. They're outside the realm of naturality and they're outside the realm of our spirituality. They're acting on a whole different plane with a whole different set of circumstances. They are for the psychiatrists to deal with. Amen. And law enforcement, if you don't mind. Yes. We're talking here about within the context of the gospel, within the context of biblical prophecy that I, Harriet Gail Kamak, have come to you in previous times to tell you. I have come under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I know I don't look like a prophet. I know I don't look like someone. I know that I have said things and I do things. I am human, and therein is the construct of this whole thing, because within that construct is my humanity wrapped around and encouraged and sourced by divinity. I just explained that to you. So within me, what you're looking at is my humanity. But the unseen part of me is the divinity that shapes me, the divinity that controls my thoughts, the divinity that sends these thoughts for me to go look through scriptures and so on. And you might be saying, Harry, but how does this happen? Well, you believe in astrology. A lot of people believe in astrology. People believe and they go get their hands read. They believe in tarot card readings. They believe in spiritual gurus from thousands of years. Yes, they do. And they practice all these existentialist behaviors in looking and searching for purpose and searching for explanation. I have come to you and brought it to you, as simply as it can be. Here it is. It says, this will be the third time I'm coming to you. I cannot say this enough. I have come to you and I have told you the government is his. Leave the government alone. Stop following the politicians who are going to drive us to a destination that none of us want to get off at. We live here in these broadly United States whom we love. We're free. Just think about it. This morning you got up and you could have your coffee. And you didn't have to think about anything else but getting your coffee and maybe go ride in your Ford F-150. Hello. And if you see me on the freeway, just say, hey. I will say, hey, right back. Come on. I love that Dodge Ram pickup truck. And I love me some Silverado. I love to see it. You know what else I like? The freedom to drive down the street, down the highway, and just play my country music. I love it. I so love it. You have no idea. The freedom that I can go and do what I want to do. It's snowing right now, so I may not leave home, but hey, if we can, we would do something, right? But the freedoms that we enjoy, can you just leave it? Because it is going to be so. Check out what it says in verse 2. I've told you before and foretell as if I were present the second time. And now being absent, I write to those who have sinned before and to all the rest, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. You're looking for a proof. Here is the proof. You're looking to see if Christ is really speaking, if God is speaking to us through the season. Here it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Here he's using this voice coming from this person. Now, you know it's true because you have never seen me with all the other people you associate with Christianity, right? So all the people who have been bad actors, who supported people they shouldn't have supported, and who are now in deep regret, right? Who have said things that eschew as hate towards everybody. In former times, I apologize on behalf of all of them. If they have hurt you by the words they have said, they've used derogatory terms to describe women, to describe people who come from other lands. I am one of them. To describe people who look different, who act different, and who think different, and who are different. I apologize. I sincerely apologize. The truth be told, if they could, they would apologize. Because what they did was they divided and marginalized rather than enclosed, because God loves all of us. Jesus did not come to divide. He came to set the captive free. And if we've been made captive by our thoughts and our negative actions, then he has come to set us free. Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, we find ourselves now dissecting this verse, understanding that all that Harriet Gail Kamak has foretold, all that has been said, did not come from me, but came from the scriptures, and I brought you the scriptural references as evidence of same. It is therefore, it stands therefore, that we now must take control of our thoughts, must take control of our leanings, and must reinforce that if the Bible says so, it is so. It is said so. So we need to stop paying and giving credibility and attention to what the economists are saying, because the people who run companies are listening to the economists. And based on what the economists are saying, they're firing people left, right, and center. Imagine we have come to a place in our country, in our society, when one company can fire 12,000 people and there isn't an outrage. Imagine that. 12,000 people. And that's just one company. Another company fired 10,000 people. There's no outrage. Another company fired 18,000 people. My friends, that's almost 50,000 people have lost their jobs. And we have not seen any form of outrage. We need to come to a place where we recognize that the Bible said it is so. But, and there's a big but. What is the but? The but is we're going to make it. The but is that we're going to go through it and we're going to get to the other side of it. But we're going to have to hold on to our natural selves. We're going to have to hold on to how we think. This is one of those times when we're going to become like the horses on a racetrack. Have you ever seen them? The horses on a racetrack. You ever wondered why they put what is called blinders on them? In order for the horse to gallop to the finish line, they have to do what? Put blinders so he can't do what? Can't look to the left, can't look to the right. All he's looking at is straight in front of him. That's what we're going to have to do in this season. You're going to have to believe. I know you don't want to believe me because I look simple. Matter of fact, I'm not coming to you from some $50 million base building, right? I'm not coming to you from one of these glorified networks. So you're like, you're doubting the credibility of what I'm saying because it's not backed up by economics. That's where we mess up in the first place. Oftentimes, when the real word of the Lord is coming to us, it's always coming to us from simple people, just so you can believe it. The simplicity inside of the simplicity is the truth. Because I have what? No other agenda. I have no agenda because I have a big ministry and a big staff to support. I have no agenda because I'm not going to lose credibility because I don't have a $1 million bookseller business thing going on. I don't have $1 million contracts with TV networks. So I have what? No agenda but to tell the truth. That's how you know it is the truth. So therefore, I encourage you then to go to Down to Earth and go to our website, and also to go to our YouTube channel and previous channels. I don't know why I find myself keep saying that, to listen to those things that we have foretold of before. Because it is so. If in the past I have told you that such and such a thing is going to happen, it is so. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, why can't you believe me? Why aren't you listening to me? It's like a sounding brass. It's like in all the noise that is taking place around us, you're not hearing the truth. My daughter and I were just talking just before we came on air, and she was sharing with me how she read a study that says color is disappearing from the world, that everything has now become so homogenized. And I said to her, it is true, because I do watch a lot of international shows, and all the houses in all the different countries, they're all looking like this. All the houses in America and in Europe, they're all in South Africa and everywhere else, they're all looking the same. All the kitchens are looking the same, blinding white. And she said, I'm going to take you up on this, Mom. I'm going to decorate my house in a different color and put color in there because color is disappearing from the world. It gave me some thought as I sat down to think about this morning, because I said to myself, we're not listening. We are become so, say it, homogenized. We want everybody to look the same. Everybody to work the same. Everybody's house to look the same. Everybody's car to look the same. We want the government to look the same. It can't. We're human. We are different. And we must celebrate those differences. Even if you don't want to celebrate it, just accept it. Because it is so. It is so. And that's what God wants us to know. So, in other words, what I'm saying to you, whatever is choose in the next few days, the next few weeks, the next few months, if you never hear this podcast again, if you never see me on television again, whatever is choose, understand that it has already been foretold. This is why I'm drawing your attention to go back to previous episodes, go back to previous channels, my previous YouTube channel to look at it. Because what? because we need to understand that what is has already happened in the spirit and is therefore now happening right now. We've got to understand and come to this place, my friends, where we accept sometimes that there are some things you have no control over. So you go to work tomorrow and they tell you that they're no longer going to hire you because they can't pay you. Are you going to get upset? Are you going to get postal? No, it is so. There is an already accepted place for you to be. And even if that is not so, accept that there are some things you cannot have any control over. I find that we get so twisted up about stuff. And if we listen to the word of God sometimes, God will foretell and tell us things ahead of time. It is up to us to accept it. That's why we have free will. Or it is up to us to say, well, maybe I should just go along with it. Because right now, all those folks who are going to lose their jobs, it's going to cause ripple effects in the economy. They're going to lose their homes, which is going to create problems for others. It might be opportunities for some of us, but it's going to create problems for them. So there are ripple effects in the communities where they live. You know, they stop to buy Starbucks somewhere. They stop on their way to work to do this, where they go shopping. So there are all kinds of ripple effects. If it is you who is one of those persons previously identified, what are you going to do? You need to. It is so. It makes no sense you sit there in regret. My friends, it already happened. You can't change it. You can't stop it. But what we can do is sit here and say, what does God want me to do? That's really where we need to go. We need to come back and say, what am I supposed to do about this? Where is the victory? What does God want me to do? You know how I know it's true? Because I had to live it. Now look, I was this girl just going along. I was married to a man. He was beating me up. I really wanted him to stop beating me up because you know what I didn't want? Just like you, I did not want to lose my lifestyle. I did not know that there was a life on the other side of exiting that. It might not have looked like what I wanted it to look. And these past 20 years, I will tell you, I never got back the big house. Not yet, but I am happier. I am free and I'm alive. I am free. Nobody's beating me up. I'm alive and there is no residual effect of the trauma that is on me. It might have been in my mind, the emotional part of it, but it has not manifested physically because what? I exited that stage. Do you see where I'm going with this? What I'm trying to say to you is if you don't give yourself a chance, you're not going to find out. So it is so already they're going to fire you. It is so already that he's going to leave you. Your husband, your wife, they're going to leave you. It is so that the doctor says that you're going to have this disease. What are you going to do about it? Go to God and ask him, what do I do next? The Bible says right here, this is the third time I'm coming to you. This is the third time. I'm coming to you to tell you it is so. Accept, deal with it, and move forward. Is this something I can change? What is the point in getting so angry? What is the point, my friends? You may not have gotten the election results you wanted at the polls. There will be another election. There will be another time. Let us come together as a country and move forward. Let us come together as people and move forward. Let us, in the meantime, help one another. You might be going through some stuff right now, and I'm going to say to you, honestly, one of the best things to do when you're going through is help someone else. Think of someone else who is going through the exact same thing and pray for them. Think, where can I be of help? So you might have to downsize from the big house. I did too. So I had to leave stuff behind because I could only afford a small little U-Haul. And I had to travel across the miles, 1,200 miles from Orlando, Florida to Detroit, Michigan. I kid you not, it happened to me. We had to downsize all the pretty things I liked, all my water for crystal, all my china and all that kind of stuff, leave it behind. I am happier. You know what I found out? Waterford crystal still sold in the stores. China still sold at estate sales. Hello, somebody. If you want to, it is so. Look at me today. I go out in public and people say to me, is this, they think my daughter and I are sisters. No, she's actually my daughter. I did not have her as a child. I wasn't a child bride. But you know what has happened? God redeemed me from the curse. He brought me through all those mountains. He brought me through all of that because I accepted what the Bible said. I did not wait for the third time. The third time when God told me to run away from that abusive marriage, I did not let it happen because I may not have survived it. So what am I saying to you today? You have heard this the third time. Whatever it is, that is you. Maybe it's not the political situation. I use that to draw a conclusion and to draw a type and shadow. Maybe it's not the politics. Maybe it's something personal in your life that it is so. I said all of that to put it together. You know what it is. Whatever it is that it is so. When this message lands on you today, I want you to do this. I want you to accept it and deal with it, because the third time, it might not turn out so pleasant. The third time, it might not get you the outcome that you want. If God is warning you and telling you, stop eating that steak, stop eating that steak. If they're telling you to stop working out, stop it. If they're telling you to stop worrying, stop it. If they're telling you, don't go over there, stop it. Don't let there be a third time. It is so, because it is so. That's what God said. Amen. Amen. So let me just pray with you before we leave today and wrap this up, and just accept that there are some things you might be watching or you might be listening today. And this might be the first time you're hearing this broadcast, but I encourage you to go to my previous podcast and broadcast so that you can see where I have been speaking about this for some time now. And if this is your first time, and if this is you listening to this today, I want you to hear this clearly. It is so. Ask the Lord. I'm going to pray for you that in this moment, you're going to say, Father, what is it that I need to do? And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you right now that there's healing in your body. I pray right now that whatever it is you need to stop, that you will stop. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will confirm this, as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 1, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. I pray for you right now that this word is established and you shall see the manifestation of it in the name of Jesus. It is so. Amen. Amen. Be blessed, everybody.